The question posed for today's lesson is there enough? Today's readings, Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44, and chapter 8, verses 1 through 21, are two accounts describing how Jesus took what little food his disciples had, blessed it, and enabled them to feed the throngs who had been following him for several days, even into the desert, because they were hungry to hear Jesus' teachings. When I move beyond the events in the stories to look for a deeper meaning that matters to me and my life as a disciple of Christ, I see a generous Jesus demonstrating his care for the people who showed their devotion to him. In their eagerness to hear all that Jesus had to tell them, the crowds simply picked up and followed him even into an isolated area, apparently without giving any thought to time and the distance they were traveling to hear the instructions they were receiving. It was Jesus who was aware of the circumstances and pointed out that the people would need nourishment. And it was he who initiated the feeding of his faithful followers, taking what little food that was available, using it to feed the throngs with some left over. As a present-day follower, I am comforted to know that Christ's awareness extends to me today. I can't recall a time when my needs were not met. Rather, I have benefited from receiving plenty, which I believe came only from God through the doors that were open to me, or the paths on which I was set, or the places to which I was guided. I regularly engage with my faith community, which is one of the avenues through which Christ works, and I spend time with God in prayer, giving over my needs if necessary, and in listening. My needs are met. Sometimes I am able to share my bounty as it is needed.